somebody. Good morning, this is Pep Talk, having a little fun with the song called Unlock the Funk. You know why? Because our unlocking experts are in the house. Ace Unlocks is here, Chris Roney, who is the owner, and our Howard Seaton, who's one of our ADX marketing consultants. Happy to have you here, Chris. Every time I hear this song now, I'm laughing.
I know, same.
It's perfect.
My wife found that
Jenny
song.
Jenny figured that one out.
She figured that one out. Yeah.
Good morning, Jenny.
Morning, Jenny.
Yeah. So Ace Unlocks, as I've said on the show before, has saved my life many, many times because I have a habit of locking myself out of cars and homes. So, but I've gotten better. Yep. I have gotten better, but I kept them in business for quite a while. So Ace Unlocks, let's talk about what your business does because it isn't just about unlocking keys. You do a lot more than that. So
today,
give folks a history of who you are and what you do.
Yeah, we've been in business almost 30 years and we do a lot more than unlock cars.
Right.
We also unlock houses, but interestingly enough, today we actually got somebody out of a locked room.
First thing this morning. Oh, you're kidding. Yeah, what happened?
Lock failed and ended up locking them inside and they couldn't get out of the room.
Oh my God, that would be really scary.
A little, yeah. And it actually had failed in a pretty destructive way. So we had we had to drill it open to get them.
Oh my gosh. What would you do if you didn't have a cell phone?
Good question. I don't know. But yeah, so
you've seen a lot. We got to do a show just on lock stories.
Yeah, so we don't just let people into their houses. We let them out.
Yes, there you go. Multifaceted.
But we rekey, we also do safes, pretty much anything to do with a key or a lock. We also, Howard and I were talking. Mm-hmm. We do key fobs. So for all the new stuff and the old stuff alike. We did and it's funny because in the same day we'll do a 66 olds and then or a 66 Mustang and then we'll go do a 2026 Mustang. I mean, it's pretty broad.
That's the reason why it's so great that you have so much experience because you've actually weathered all the changes.
Yes.
You've had to adapt and adjust and learn the new technology and it's changing every day, it seems like.
It is.
These days.
It's hard to keep up with. We work very hard at it.
Speaking of the key fob, last night my light came on and it said your battery key low. Mm. I said, oops, I got to get over there and take it to Chris.
Yep.
But how much time do you have on something like that? I'm going to react to it and come right on over, but people push it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it varies, but I'll be honest with you, not much.
when you get to that point,
when your car starts talking to you, you should listen.
So absolutely.
I wouldn't wait more than a day or two because that means that battery, that voltage sensor it's basically talking to the car and it's saying, hey, I'm low.
Yeah.
Which means pretty soon you're going to walk up to me and I'm not going to see you.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to get a new battery put in there.
And right over right after this.
That's one of the number one things we do over there actually is because, people don't know. And, the keys, you don't want to break them. They're easy to break. They're, so when you take them apart, we know exactly what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take it apart. We'll put it back in there. And honestly, it's usually between $5 and $8 to replace your battery in your remote. And it takes us less than a few minutes, and before you leave, it'll be done. It'll be done right. We test it before it goes out.
And didn't you tell me one time, or didn't you say on the show, that there's like the one last thing
there is
that gives you one last chance?
Yeah.
How does that work for you?
In most cases, because you drive a Lexus. So it's a Nissan, Lexus, Hyundai, Kia. If you put your foot on the brake and then use the key fob itself as your finger and push the button with the key fob, then the car will start up even if the battery is dead in the key fob.
That's one time.
Yeah, you can usually. Okay. Well, no, you can do it a few times, but I don't recommend it.
Can you say that again? I'm taking notes just in case somebody, because it happens, your battery just runs out.
It does. So most of them have a fail-safe mechanical key inside. If you can get yourself in there using that key, then once you get in, you put your foot on the brake and you use the key fob as your finger.
Okay.
And you push it. You push the button. Push and release, just like
start.
You would. Yeah, with the key fob, and it'll fire up.
Wow!
It's a fail safe, is what it is.
Okay.
So.
All right, and then most of the key fobs do have a key inside too, right?
Yes, most
of
them.
So when do you use that?
Well, that's if you were locked out and the battery was dead, right? So you could use, but sometimes they've concealed these mechanical locks. You have to pull the handle back to find them.
Yeah,
where is it? Yeah,
if in a Lincoln Continental, it's up in the Lincoln sign. So it's actually
really?
It's actually forward. Yeah, you have to. It's crazy how in a Corvette, some of the Corvettes, you got to go to the trunk.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, so I know where he's at on airport. Tell him where you're at on airport, because I'm coming over right afterwards. But yeah. I know, but tell him where.
125 Airport Boulevard. Come see us. We're right where airport meets the train tracks.
You can't miss it.
Real easy to find, yeah.
You can't
Lots
miss it.
Lots of Ace Unlocked
That's
vehicles.
There. Yes, yeah. yes.
Well, one of the things that I love about Chris and Jenny is that they've been in business for a long time, but both of them are very active in our community. And you've heard me say this before on Pep Talk, but it means a big difference to me when our businesses support our local community. And then our local community supports these small businesses. So I wouldn't say that he's a small business anymore, but I will say that he and Jenny do everything they can to support the community. And you've got a couple things coming up that you want to talk about today. So let's do talk about it.
I do. I came today with in hand with ready to go.
Our listeners can't see it.
I know they can't see it, but I'm showing
Ooh,
you guys.
Ooh, that looks nice.
It's a nice T-shirt.
Rally Gulf Coast. Gulf Coast month of September.
Mm-hmm.
Come by the shop, and we are selling these shirts for $20 a piece. These are limited edition.
Oh
and
boy!
Once they're gone, they're
Ooh,
gone.
They're nice.
Right.
It's Ace Unlocks the Hope, and then it's got the cool ribbon, the rally ribbon on front.
Oh, I like
Real
that.
Real important to bring this up. And let everybody know about childhood cancer. Most mm-hmm. of the treatments are still, most of them are still for adults, right? So
right.
all this research goes to helping childhood cancer, which, you know, we really love. It's near and dear to our hearts. So.
I like that. Ace Unlocks yep. the Hope.
So, y'all didn't know you were buying shirts when you came. So yeah,
it happens right all the time.
But come by the shop, and you know, like I said, they're $20 and they're comfortable.
Nice
they're really
so
these
they can
are good
by,
shirts.
On yeah. Airport, yeah. Airport Boulevard.
Airport Boulevard.
What's that address again?
125 Airport
and
Boulevard.
Look them up online. Yep. Yeah.
Come see us.
You've got 100 of them. That's
these are. I mean, Jenny Roney designed these and picked these out.
They look great, Jenny.
I love them.
Yeah, they look great. Okay, so definitely do that because that's something that you can do. And then you can bring your fob in, make sure your battery's good.
Well, and the other thing is, too, and you know, so you can buy the shirts, but also we're asking if you use us, don't be afraid to donate. We would love it if you would donate to the cause. It doesn't matter if it's $1, $2, $5.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we come out and we unlock your car or we're making a key or a duplicate, we'd love to take that donation because 100% mm-hmm. of this goes to Rally Gulf Coast.
Which is a phenomenal organization.
Yes,
and we've
is.
Had Jessica on the
yep.
show. Jess was one of our hosts for yep. For a while here on Pep Talk.
Yep.
And she's been on before talking about all the good things they do. So a great cause, great business supporting that cause.
And Mel, could you post it like you do your after the
what
show?
Was that?
Yeah. When you
Meg.
Do the after show, when you do the when
I
you
heard
do
that too.
Did you hear that too? I says Meg Energy.
Yeah. Now when you do the after post and you post it online,
yeah, no,
you could. Yeah, no, no. You could do that.
I'm kidding.
She'll do
course,
that. She'll do
course.
That. So that way, if you've heard it, you can say
course,
tell people. Yeah,
of course.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
I want to sell them out. I want to.
Howard's like, I'll take the win.
Yes, yeah. exactly.
Actually, speaking of winning, can we talk about my Argos?
Yes, you. Well, just for a short time, unless okay, you let me have equal time with the Bulldogs.
Quick. What's that?
I know, right?
No, just messing
okay,
with you.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
It's your radio show.
No, it's your show. So you talk about the Argos all you want to, but
Clip
I am excited
mic.
About
so
the
how
Argos.
How about two wins back-to-back for a brand-new D1
Yay!
School?
Never been done before.
So congratulations
exciting.
To the Argos and Caleb Knowles.
Yeah, it's really
yep.
fun.
All the guys out there, great job. So you can really feel it around campus, and it's pretty exciting. So and now, of course, come out this weekend.
Yes.
We're playing Austin Peay, which is also a ranked team.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are.
I forget what they're ranked. They're like 15, I think.
We've played them a couple times. Yeah, they're
so,
pretty good.
Yeah, come out and support the Argos.
Okay,
so
when's the game?
It's a week from this
Saturday.
Okay,
yeah.
So remember too,
and it is a night. It's a night game, so I think
I'm
it
coming,
starts at
yeah.
six. I think.
And remember, we're carrying that on our sports station.
Yes.
So we have
right.
our announcer Brian Prowitz Jonathan Glass.
What happens if I go to the game and I get myself locked out after the game?
Then you know a guy.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll be there, right?
You'll be there.
I will be there. I will be
That's
on
exactly
the.
Right.
I will be on the field.
It's a package deal.
There you go. But you can't hear the game on our station at Sports Radio 99.1. So definitely check that out. And you can also hear the FSU games on this station.
Yep.
So we're all colleged up around here.
Yep, we are. It's fun. It's a great time to, of course, college football season, right? But it's just really cool now. It's a little closer to home for us. We're D1.
Absolutely.
You know, so we can celebrate it.
I'm wish we'd get a little more excited about this.
I know.
You should see his face.
We're ranked
22nd,
right?
We're officially ranked now.
Yeah, we're officially ranked.
Wow, I love it.
And we have the player of the week.
That's right. Again. It's okay. That's exciting. Well, and I'm excited for you.
Oh, one other thing, too.
Yes, sir.
Since we're on, because we were on Rally, Rally Gulf Coast, we were on the Argos, and I also want to make a quick plug for the golf tournament that's coming up, Crewpriscus Golf Tournament that we are putting on. Crewpriscus is putting on a golf tournament at Tiger Point.
Yes.
It'll be October 23rd. We still have teams available, and it's all proceeds support the Escambia County Sheriff's Foundation.
And we had you on the show with Crew of Priscus last week.
Yep, come out, bring your foursome. You know, it's $750 a team. Come out, you will have food and beverages every hole. It's really cool because the best part about it is they're all the businesses that you already use every day.
Mm-hmm.
So if Moe's Southwestern Grill, Big Moose Barbecue, BJ's, Bubba's 33, the list goes on and on and on. But we've also got a good long list of our sponsors, which is FPL, Florida Power and Light, Bill Rensselaer State Farm, Angelo's Towing. I mean, I should have. I don't. This is just me coming off the top.
Is there
of my
a
head.
Website they can go to? Yeah, to
go
sign
to
up?
Go to www.crewofpriscusgolf.com to sign up and check out. You won't believe it. This is a really, really big golf tournament. If you own a business here in town, you want to be there. This is a premier golf tournament. So
tell them again where the money goes.
Yeah, every single dollar goes to the Escambia County Sheriff's Foundation.
Mm-hmm. And then also, if you want to be a sponsor, there's still some sponsor spots left.
We still have some sponsors. Yep, definitely. We need sponsors. And like I said, we still have some teams open there. So you want to get in.
Okay.
You want to get in and come bring your foursome. And like I said, you can sign up online. So it's
great. All right. If you just joined us talking with Chris Rooney, who is with Ace Unlocks, the owner, for many years. If you've got a question about a key fob or maybe a lock issue you have in your home, all you have to do is text in your question or comment at 850-437-1620. Yep. And as we said earlier, you do more than just unlocking. I'm not going to say just unlocking because that saved my life on Sunday night at midnight.
Yeah.
But do you have a lot that you offer as well?
Oh, yeah. So, and actually, one of the things that got the most traction here recently is we posted a video on our social media. Shout out to Red Iron.
Lisa, I know those guys. Waverly Doug North. Jolly,
They help us with our social media there. And we've had, I think this one has almost 70,000 views. And what it is, it's a really cool, we had a guy come in over the long weekend, and he dropped off a safe that he had no combination to.
Oh, no. Okay.
So we actually have this really cool thing called a safe dialer. And it looks like something out of a James Bond movie.
Oh, wow.
Right? I mean, you attach this thing and it runs 24 hours a day, and it could run up to 5 days because it's basically starting at 000.
Oh my gosh.
And running all the way to 99999.
And it's doing all different combinations.
That's right. And it's testing.
Wow.
So it sits there and runs nonstop. Well, it took it about 3 days, and it unlocked the safe Sunday. So we walked in and opened it up, and of course the whole time it was, moving, people were coming into the shop and they're like, wow, what is that? Because,
It sounds like a James Bond kind of thing.
It looks pretty cool. So actually, and Waverly's really talented over at Red Iron. She did it to a James Bond.
Perfect.
Go check out our Instagram and our Facebook. It's it's really, really good. So they're doing a great job.
Excellent. Ace unlocks. Lots of safes.
And we've been doing a lot more safes lately. I've unlocked quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
So and also, reinstalling. And it's really important too, by the way, if you own a safe, if you own a big gun safe, and even I'm guilty of this as a locksmith. It's like a what is it? A plumber's plumbing? It's always leak.
Right.
So I pretty much ignore all my locks, right?
Uh-oh.
So I know. So I'm guilty of this, but the safes, it's really important to have them serviced at least every few years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because
I've never really heard that.
Yeah, you really want to. Yeah, you want, because think about it. I mean, it's a box that's designed to keep people out. You want the one thing that gets you in to be working correctly.
When you need to be.
Yes.
So, and now we also install where they come with keypad locks.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to check those batteries. Like I do them. Actually, I have if you're on a service contract with us, we'll remind you.
Mm-hmm.
So and we do offer those too. And that's something people don't really think about is having a service contract on your house just to come by. We just set up it's an $85 service call. We come, inspect all your locks.
Oh, that's smart.
If they're not working, we just take them apart real quick and put them back together the right way. If there's something terrible wrong, then we'll tell you that it needs to be replaced.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, how often do you really check your front door lock? We almost all go in one door, right? So
yes.
Most people go inside like the garage door,
mm-hmm.
or the side mm-hmm. door lock. Well,
routine.
So your front door is just no keys ever go in it, and the sun beats down on
and
it,
the
and
rain
it gets heat,
and, yeah.
and that one time you need to use it when
it's,
you're,
yeah.
it doesn't work.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So it's good to every, you know, if you're not going to do it yourself, just, you know, pay us to come out and we'll make sure everything's working. And, you know, but a lot of things, I'll tell you another thing that happens more often than not, people don't know that their houses aren't keyed alike. So we'll come out and make mm-hmm. sure your house is all one key fits everything.
Right.
And then we'll help you hide a key if you're Meg. We'll help you hide a key somewhere.
I do have my key hidden in a special spot. And I used it just the other day.
Looking under all the rocks.
That's right. Yep.
Yep. Yep. Yep. This is Pep Talk with Ace Unlocks. Chris Roney is here. If you've got a question or comment, text it in at 850-437-1620. Clearly our expert. And here's a good question. You were just talking about homes. Do you have any recommendations for security locks for the home?
So
I guess that covers a whole nother group
okay.
of
so
locks,
there's,
right?
Yeah, we
because you have the ring and you have all these other.
As a younger man, I used to really think that the more money you would spend on a lock, the better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what I've discovered is that really locks just keep the honest people out. You know, because you're limited by
what... I had to think about that for a second.
Yeah,
everybody's the honest people out.
So,
okay.
Well, because you're limited by your door casing.
Mm-hmm.
These door casings are made of wood,
right.
Almost all of them. So if they want in, they're coming in, right? It doesn't matter what... You could put a $1,000 lock on a door. So there's really... So what you want to do is you want to have something that is secure, right?
Mm-hmm.
But also meets convenience. That's really what you're after because... You could pay for all the security in the world, and most people just kick the door in. I mean, you know, a lot of burglaries are broken windows anyway.
Right.
So, you know, I recommend getting something that looks nice, that mm-hmm. you know, that appeals to you, is relatively secure. So the answer to, I guess, their question would be Kwikset or Schlage is generally what we install.
Mm-hmm.
They're very well known. They come with warranties. So that's typically something that we'll, you know, recommend. And a lot of times, you know, we'll just tell people, hey, go pick out what you want at Home Depot because they have this great big, they got a bigger wall than I do.
Right.
I don't have that much space. And, you know, you pick it out, then we'll come and install it for you and we'll do it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
So that's generally what we recommend.
And what about apartments and condos and things like that? Do you recommend switching those out when you move in?
Well, yeah. So a lot of times what they do depending on what kind of apartment complex, some of them have HOAs.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be very careful. A lot of times we work with the HOA or we work with the apartment complex because they're master keyed. Meaning,
okay.
So yeah. So if there was an issue, the manager, whoever's out there, would be able to enter the premises if they needed to, if something were to happen. Mm-hmm. So, you know, perfect example is, you know, out in Perdido Key, there's all those HOAs. We keep those on a master key system for a lot of them because what happens if a tenant comes in that's rented and then they leave the water running?
Oh, well, dear, yes.
You can do a lot of, it actually has happened before.
It come down the floors below,
yeah. And it makes it, you know, so they have to be able to get into these places. Mm. So it's apartments or condos or whatever. But yes, we do those.
Okay, so my listener just texted in. I love it when you text in questions like this. 850-437-1620. For Ace Unlocks. That would be you, Chris.
All right.
I bought a couple of new remote fobs for my 2002 Jeep Grand Cherokee. Will you come by to my house in Gulf Breeze to program them, or do I have to bring them to you in Pensacola?
So it saves you money if you come to us because
mm-hmm.
that saves you the service call.
Okay.
So for example, programming those particular fobs, there's really only one machine that does that, and
mm-hmm.
It lives at the shop. It's better to work off the Wi-Fi at the shop. Everything's
yes.
a little more reliable at
mm-hmm.
the shop. Plus,
okay.
we can troubleshoot at the shop. But the answer to her question is absolutely. It's an $85 service call to come out,
mm-hmm.
and usually between $65 and $85 to program the fobs.
Okay.
So that would just save her, if she came, it would save her the service call. So figure $65 to $85 to program both of those key fobs in.
Okay, great. It's good to know that you can do that.
Those were super dependable. I remember those remotes. We programmed a lot of them. They used to come. They were, one was always black and one was always gray. That's how they came. And you could only program two at a time. That was
interesting.
It was
okay. Really, very good.
Now I'm showing my age. Was that? Because that was 2002. That was 24 years ago.
I can't. My God. That's when I moved here. I can't get my mind around
I've
that.
I've literally
yeah.
forgotten more than I know at this point. It's the truth.
Talking with Chris Roney with Ace Unlocks. What's your location again, and how can folks get in touch with you and put this number in your phone,
yes,
please?
Yes, the phone number is 850-505-7545. And you can, like I said, you can come see us at 125 Airport Boulevard, right where airport meets the train tracks.
Okay.
And come get these shirts. We want to sell $20. We are rallying for kids' cancer.
So what if someone just joined us, and maybe we recap what that's all about?
Oh yeah, sure. So yeah, we bought several of these shirts, and all the proceeds go to Rally Gulf Coast. Come in. What's happening is people come in for a battery. We see I'm going to put one of these on.
They're so cool looking.
I know. Well, we're wearing them too. I'm not wearing one right now, but we're typically wearing them around the shop too.
Yeah, they look good.
So we're selling them now because we also had, and they were very popular too. It was called I Lost the Fob.
Oh.
So, and it was a really, it's an interesting thing. You're like, what does that mean? But that was what we were going for.
Uh-huh.
We wanted people to wear a shirt that made you ask a question. So you had this shirt that said, I lost the fob. We would give you one of these shirts if you lost your key fob.
Uh-huh.
So we've given away several of these shirts.
Where's mine?
I know, right? I shouldn't.
She needs a whole wardrobe.
I owe you one of those, actually.
Right.
You're
right. Like, watch it, Howard.
Sorry.
So, they've been really popular too. So. But these for Rally, we're selling for $20 each, and we're gonna raise a bunch of money.
They just drop by the shop at any time and get one.
Yeah, anytime, 8 to 5.
Okay,
I'm coming right after.
Yes.
Save me one.
Yes,
all right. So Monday through Friday, you're open 8 to 5. Mm-hmm. On weekends, not open at the shop?
Shop is actually open 10 to 2.
Oh, okay.
So it's we do carry some short hours there usually, but it's always beneficial. It's advised that you call ahead if you're going to come in on a Saturday.
Right.
So because we do run a smaller crew on Saturday, but at the same time,
during the week,
we're always out there. Oh, yeah. We're all, yeah. Always.
All day long.
All day long.
Well, and also know that on the weekends, I can give a testimonial that they are open 24/7
yes,
in terms
are.
Of folks coming out to take care of you.
Yep.
And that's pretty much anywhere because I've had situations that not just at my house but other places too. So it's really a good number to have in your phone. I promise you.
We were busy this weekend. It was Labor Day weekend. Mm-hmm. So and again, when people are out of there, that's typically one of the things that happens that people say. You know, what causes
your key?
Well, you're in a habit. It's it's any time you get out of the habit.
That's right.
So when something changes, it never fails. If it rains, if it's cold, the time change actually messes people up.
Oh, yeah.
Anything that gets you out of your habit will make you either lose your keys, lock yourself out. Yeah. So
this was a holiday weekend.
It was a holiday weekend. So
people are out of their routines.
Yep, that's right.
Okay. So, well, that's interesting.
Yep.
And then you were at the game.
I was.
Go
I was.
Argos.
Yeah, that's right.
So you had said one time on one of the previous shows that anytime there's a lot of activity going around, people are moving around, that's when your business picks up.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
So this is football season.
It is.
People are
they are moving
got their
around.
Minds on their
football. Now, when they
games.
Get where they're going, it gets really so like when the Super during the Super Bowl, it is eerily quiet.
Really?
For like three hours or 4 hours.
Then what it's happens one of the when only they start times, to go home?
Oh, man, and then the phone Yeah, yeah.
Well, and then when you have a few beverages, that could be a factor as well, right?
Yes, that's definitely an issue, for sure.
Oh, my goodness. Talking with Chris Roney with Ace Unlocks. It's so great to have you here. I so appreciate all that you and your wife, Jenny, do in the community. So get your T-shirts now for Rally Gulf Coast, and that money goes directly towards cancer research for children.
And then get your golf team for this Canby County Sheriff's Foundation, and then also root for the Argos.
You've
got a list.
We have a whole list of things. We're on top of it today.
So. Well, Ace Unlocks is a great company, and like I said earlier, they do the key service is really key, so to speak.
Yes.
But you do a lot more than that as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just don't think of us. The name was always the issue, right? Mm-hmm. Unlocks. We do a lot more than unlock.
Absolutely.
So it has basically the. If it has a key, we can fix it.
There
if
you go.
Or if it puts out a signal, we can usually fix that too. So get your fobs. Come see us.
Well, I think you should get a commission when you open up a safe that hasn't been opened for 50 years.
Half of what's in it.
They're always empty. Yeah. They're almost always empty.
Isn't that true?
I know.
All right, Chris, what's that phone number again? One more time, and please put this in your phone today.
850-505-7545.